Yeah, no shit. Yep.
Say what though? I'm gonna share this screen with all these, with the free agency tracker.
Let's talk some free agents.
Money, dude. I've been glancing at this, but it keeps interrupting. What everyone's talking, and I'm just like, I want to look at this screen of the free agency tracker.
Yeah, you've been dying to talk about free agents.
But you can't talk free agents when you have Johnny Lob on. You got to talk rookies.
Right.
That's what it's all about.
But, yeah, you got to take advantage of the guests that you got there.
I mean, I feel like it's like, what should we do? It's like either buy or sell. Like, you holding or you selling is the question, right? So that's just how we should do it.
You want to go position by position?
Sure.
Okay.
Start from the top.
There's really only three names, maybe four, that are significant here. We only have to talk about them. The first one. I gotta clear my throat.
Oh, why? Because we're talking about your boy.
Yeah, I get all worked up, choking on things over here.
Over your cousins. You're it's funny that you're down in Mississippi, and you're in love with your cousin.
Okay. I'm committing as a fan. I'm committing. So let's do this. Let's do this.
Oh, they love cousins down there, I bet. He's
going to rock his chain in Atlanta. Oh, he's going to fit in just fine.
Yeah. He's all about Chick-fil-A not being open on Sundays.
You're right. All right. He's celebrating down here. He's like, I'll see you Monday through Saturday, but I'm down with you closing on Sundays. Yeah. Yeah. I think Cousins is a buy.
He's a buy. Yeah. Is he? He's a sell for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you out on him because of his age and injury?
Yes, of course. That's exactly the reason. He's a new team, Achilles. I mean, that's a serious injury, no matter how you slice it.
Sure.
And Atlanta just can't get it together. Maybe it all comes together, but I feel like there's more against that happening than there is for that happening. It's a nice recipe, but you can't have all the ingredients. You can't expect someone to have all the ingredients and for that, you know, that pie to come out the way it's supposed to.
That's kind of exactly what I expect. Is if you don't have all the ingredients, then it doesn't work. But if you have all the ingredients, then there's a good chance it works. That's kind of how I feel about it.
I mean,
I'm on the opposite end of you, where with all the pieces they have in place, this is set up for success. So unfortunately, he's been able to keep throwing and whatnot with the Achilles injury. You know, like it's not like a shoulder injury, you know, late Ben Roethlisberger season thing.
Okay. Yeah. It's not affecting his upper body throwing, shoulder and stuff. I mean, he was never really a mobile guy.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins he's still a QB. Is he QB 3 right now? Are you taking Kirk Cousins over Jared Goff?
No, I don't think so, because there's just a huge age difference there.
You taking Cousins over Purdy?
No, I think Purdy's over Goff.
Cousins or Fields?
Cousins.
Ah!
At least Kirk Cousins has a deal for 2 or 3 years.
Where's your Cousins tier? Like, who's where's the Cousins drop off?
I don't even know if I've like put together a list of like, let me just pull up somebody's
Cousins or Baker. I feel like Cousins and Baker are kind of the same.
I want Cousins.
Really?
I have no confidence that Baker repeats what he did last year.
Okay. Nope. Where's Cousins up against the rookies? JJ McCarthy or Cousins?
Cousins.
Yeah. What?
Well, how
That's
do I?
The box. Do I it's a magic about? Box. We talked about it with Bo McBig time, right?
Yeah, but I don't always need the magic box. I need the magic box when I have no confidence in the player, like a Justin Fields. I have no confidence in Justin Fields from going forward. And lo and behold, neither does the NFL. So,
Kirk Cousins or Will Levis?
Cousins.
No one talks about Will Levis.
Because there's nothing to talk about. He's not good.
He's not a sneaky under the radar guy.
He's not good.
Hmm. Cousins or Tua?
Tua.
Oh, Cousins or Brock Purdy?
You already said that. Purdy.
Did I?
Yeah. But like, okay, Cousins or Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
Cousins, right?
I'll take Cousins because I'm not a Russ guy.
Cousins or Derek Carr?
Cousins.
Cousins or Daniel Jones?
Cousins, easy.
Okay, Cousins or Geno Smith?
Cousins.
All right, Cousins or Stafford?
Stafford.
Okay, Cousins or Deshaun Watson?
Mm.
He's not as low as you think he is, I think. He's not a
key. I like it. I think I...
It's one of those tough ones.
That's a good one. I take pause. Watson or Cousins. What's the next one?
Bryce Young.
Or Cousins. Fuck. Crazy stuff here.
Yep.
I mean, I've been HQ1, so I have Cousins.
There's a little bit of bias there.
So am I making the deal? I feel like Cousins has got more value than Watson right now. With all the weapons.
Maybe he does. I don't know.
They're
really close. But in all reality, he's somewhere around QB 18, 19, maybe 20, something like that.
I mean, his value should not be higher than it is now, right?
No, it's not, which is why it's a buy for me. If I can buy him at QB 18, 19, 20 price, I'm all in. Like, what do I have to give for Kirk Cousins? A couple seconds?
Drake May or Kirk Cousins? You're taking Drake May.
I'm taking May.
Right.
Yeah, if you were going to say the 104 or Kirk Cousins, I'm taking
Kirk Cousins isn't worth a first-round pick.
That's what I'm saying. If I can get him for a couple seconds, I'm in. You know, that sounds good.
2 seconds for Kirk Cousins?
Sure, why not? Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Like if someone asked for the 202 and 206, would you give that for Kirk Cousins?
I mean, Cousins could easily play at least another 3-4 more years. And that is a legit. That's okay for having him.
Right. I feel good for 2 or 3 years for own Cousins.
So, minimum. That's the floor.
So did I just convince you that you might want to buy Kirk Cousins?
God, there's so many buys right
there now. Okay, so let's go to the next guy, Baker Mayfield. I think I know how you feel about Baker.
I'm happy for him. I'm happy that I have him in pretty much all my leagues.
Are you
so happy, excited? Do I want to get rid of him in one or two? I don't know what his value is going to be. We're in the Kirk Cousins ballpark.
Yeah.
You know, he might have to perform. I'm happy holding him. And I think that's what you have to do. If you can get a first-round pick for Baker Mayfield.
Oh, gosh. If you can get a first-round pick, you jump all over that. Doesn't matter.
Now, following the John Hogue Superflex dude philosophy, any starting quarterback or every legit starting quarterback is worth a first round pick,
which is, in my opinion, false.
It's questionable, of course. It's a questionable take.
There's too many questions.
I understand. I mean, there were 66 starting quarterbacks in the NFL last year, but
no, so just like the 32 starters, the 32 intended starters. There's too many question marks.
But I understand the philosophy. I get it.
Yeah, Mayfield, there's value.
I don't see why Mayfield's not worth a first. I saw him at Mayfield beat Mayfield or Justin Fields.
Mayfield.
Shane traded Mayfield. Shane Manila of Dynasty Trades and Five fame. Traded with, was that a Dickey trade, I think?
No, he traded with Alex Wisnack.
Oh, he did. It was a one deal.
He traded Fields for Baker, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm. He did. He was done with Fields. I'm not done with Fields. I'm okay with it. I feel like all this media stuff is all just that. It's just stuff. There's no – maybe there's some smoke. Where there's smoke, there's fire. But
this is media stuff.
I understand.
The NFL – this isn't media stuff, though. The NFL is telling you they don't have interest in Justin Fields. You have to talk. Money talks. And if there's no money, if there's no movement, if there's no interest, That's not media.
Some
that's
weird stuff. It's weird stuff because the contract is so small this year. You don't have to. You don't have to exercise the fifth round option.
You kind of do.
You can get. You can get a two. You can get a $2 million quarterback for.
Well, no, it's more like $5 or $6 million. But, but either way, the problem is that you kind of do have to exercise that option. Otherwise, you're putting yourself in position to have to use the franchise tag next year or negotiate a long term trade. Where you don't want to do that on 1 year decent play. If you've got the fifth year option, then you can just ride that another year.
Russell Wilson.
That's a buy for me. Steelers. It's a buy.
Just lost.
I have to give 1 second for Russell, right? That sound about right? 1 second? Maybe it's a high second, but like the 202.
I'd be excited to. I would give a 205 or Russ Wilson.
Russ. Okay. I'd give Russ for any first. I'd give any first for Russ.
What?
I mean, any second. Excuse me. Any second for Russ. Any second for Russ. 201, 212. It doesn't matter. I'll give any second for Russ.
201? Do you give him for Russ Wilson?
Sure, 201. Yeah.
He's on a 1 year deal, though.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that I have a lot of confidence.
He doesn't throw picks.
He doesn't. He's actually not terrible for fantasy. And if he does anything with the Steelers, look, they went 10-7 with Kenny Pickett last year.
I know.
If they can go 10-7 with Kenny Pickett, they can go 10-7, 11-6 with Russell Wilson, which means he probably gets an extension.
He's just a fucking dry pussy, you know? He's just a fucking
But you know what? Lube it up with the other parts of your roster and let Russ go. All right.
Yeah.
He might be dry, but you could still get something out of it.
And guess what? He's an okay QB too. Functional QB too. Doesn't get injured, right?
Right. He usually stays on the field, plays. Last year he was
legit QB too. No doubt.
Last year he was QB 14 on the season. 17.7 points a game. There is nothing wrong with that.
And he just saw what Baker Mayfield did. I mean, that's the blueprint. What Baker Mayfield did is the blueprint. Latch on to a team that has weapons, lead them to the playoffs, sign $100 million deal.
Right. Yeah, perfect.
Lead stacked team to playoffs. You know, right. They had a nice – I mean, Baker walked into a Tom Brady – prepped team, like a team that was made for Tom Brady. Baker walked into that.
He also played better than Brady did the year before. Now Brady, of course, is like 132 million years old. But.
I love that I was in on Baker. I could flash my Baker feathers once in a while.
Yeah. All right. So the last one that really matters is Gardner Minshew, because he's going to be competing for a starting job with Aiden O'Connell. Which I think he beats out Aiden O'Connell with the Raiders.
When you sign a 2-year contract worth $25 million, you are starting. You're the starting quarterback. I mean, fuck Aiden O'Connell, because Aiden O'Connell didn't do what Gardner Minshew did with his team, which was string together some wins.
Yeah, but I don't think that means he's guaranteed to be like the starter. $25 million is not that much.
I understand that it's – I mean, the structure of the contract obviously plays into a part, but 2 years, $25 million. Gardner, I don't know what the guarantee money is, but Gardner Minshew, that's a big-time contract when you think about Jacoby Brissett getting a Pats contract for $8 million. But Jameson getting a $4 million deal, geez.
It doesn't matter. All these guys, everyone you're naming back here is
– your backup quarterback usually makes between $5 and $10 million bucks. Right. $10 million being like out of this world, a top high end backup.
Yeah,
average is under $10 million.
Yeah, that's why I said Gardner's the last one of real interest. We don't have to talk about any of the others, but he's the last one because he's competing for a job next year.
Sure.
You know, one of the we can move on to the running backs. One of the questions we didn't ask, and I thought it was interesting, is before we get into it, is what's the most important running back signing so far?
And what do you think? And as we are looking at the signings, The most important signing for me. Oh,
mine's gonna be different, I guarantee it.
Mine's gonna be Derrick Henry.
Really?
And I have a number two also.
Well, who's your two?
Jacobs.
That was my number one. You want to know why it's my number one?
Sure.
It's because it's a high-profile running back forcing another high-profile running back into the free agent market.
Well, it wasn't the four-year, $48 million contract?
No, because it's $12 million a year. That's basically the same as everybody's getting. Yeah. Saquon got $12 million, roughly a year, 12 and a half.
It's a big time contract.
It's fine. I don't know how much guaranteed money was in that Jacobs contract.
I don't know. I mean, what the hell? Fantasy tracker, whatever the fuck this is. What the fuck?
I'll look it up. I'll look it up while we're talking. But I thought it was important because all of a sudden Aaron Jones is a free agent. And you know, like that, the domino effect there. And to a lesser extent, Zach Moss doing the same thing to Joe Mixon. You know, Zach Moss just doesn't have the same cachet as Josh Jacobs. So it's just lesser of the same thing. Let's see here. Josh Jacobs contract. Let's see. I want to know. Wow. The Josh Jacobs has no guaranteed money after the first year. It's a one-year deal with three team-held options, basically. So there's just – it's $13 million guaranteed. There's no guaranteed money in there. Or $12.5 million guaranteed, yeah. So, no, I'm not – like, that contract doesn't say anything to me. Anything more than, you know, Saquon Barkley's does with more guaranteed money. I don't know where you went. Are you looking for the bottle opener, Larry?
Sorry. The extended show. I didn't get a chance. I had to take a piss.
I could only talk for so long about the contract. All right. So now that we've talked about that, so Saquon goes to the Eagles.
I know.
3 year deal, 37, almost 38.
I don't think that's I mean, some folks are like, this is great. Some folks are like, I don't think this is great. I'm on the this isn't great train only because of the goal line vultures. The goal line vulture. Well, Jalen Hurts.
I know
Barkley's gonna put up. I know he has the high floor with his all the PPR stuff, but
right.
There's a lot going on in the Philly offense. It's not let's funnel our entire offense through Saquon because we have no one else on our team like it's been for him throughout his whole Giants career.
The other question I have is, are they going to do the tush push as much now that Kelsey's not there? Is that something that they're going to have to change? And eventually is the NFL going to change that for them and ban it? I don't know.
That's just stupid.
I wonder. So you're not buying Saquon. I am not buying him either. I'd rather sell on this news.
Just remember, Saquon is a 2018 rookie. I mean, how long ago was that? How many lifetimes ago was that? You know, that's an old time. I didn't have children
at that time. So
there's right. That's the year the HQ1 league formed. Saquon was a rookie.
Yeah, my daughter was born a month into that season.
I had the second. See, he was generally going as the sixth pick in startups.
Yes,
Saquon.
Very early.
And the HQ1 draft, I took him with the second overall pick, and that was my fucking like I'm in this league, motherfuckers. I'm taking Saquon with the second overall pick, and I remember Shane being upset with the pick, and I gave him the old like,
right,
whatever, bro.
But why so Josh Jacobs with the Packers. It's 1 year, $12.5 million, and three more years of team options.
Okay.
Basically, because he's got no, you know, like there's no guaranteed money after the first year. So there's no guarantee he's even on the team after 2024.
Yep. There's a good chance he will be because he is Josh Jacobs. He is still relatively young. He's in a great situation. also. He's not on a shit Raiders team, which he's been on. I mean, this gets back to Barkley. He's on a rising Packers team that's getting their shit together. He's very young. And he's going to own the backfield next year.
And he will be a bell cow unless they draft a running back early, which I'm not putting it past them. Like, they could definitely go third-round running back. So are you buying Jacobs? I mean, if you had to give the 108 or 109, something like that.
I'm holding Jacobs if I have him already.
Gotcha. So you're not actively going to look for him, but you're not.
Listen, you know what? So the only reason I'm speaking on this is because I have Jacobs in one league, and it's a start one running back league. It's a DDCL, Dynasty Diagnostic Champions League. I've been rolling with Jacobs as my only running back for the most part since he's been drafted.
Yeah.
And he's been carrying my running back spot.
One distinction to make in this conversation is buying and holding are not two different things. Because if you're buying someone, that means that you're actively looking to add them, which means they're already on another roster. That doesn't mean that you have to be the same way with holding, or that if you're holding someone, you have to go and buy them. Because on the same hand, if you're holding a guy like Josh Jacobs, if you sell him, it's unlikely you're just going to go buy him right back. So you don't have the same option to buy later. You could be a hold on someone without being a buy. I think that's a key distinction that's never made, is that just because you're holding on someone like Josh Jacobs doesn't mean you have to be a buyer on him as well. Because the hold just means that you're not willing to let him go and then never be able to put him back on your roster again.
Yep.
I'm selling Josh Jacobs. I'm selling on the news of the four-year contract, hoping that that's what people like. They want to hear that four-year deal, even though that's not the reality of it. Derrick Henry.
God, it's amazing. I was thinking about this since he signed. It's amazing that Derrick Henry has been around forever, and his value has gone up and down and up and down. And then he became King Henry. And now it's like he was on his last legs and is with Baltimore, and you're like, oh, Derrick Henry, huh? Sounds pretty good, man. He's a redraft guy for me. Yeah. Are you paying the 205 for Derrick Henry?
I don't know. Not right now. Not in March. No. When it comes down
to that, might be the steal though to get him for that in March.
Maybe, but at the same time, you might be able to get a Trey Benson or a Blake Corum or Jonathan Brooks.
What are you saying, though? Listen, my experience with having Lamar Jackson and Mark, I traded for Mark Ingram the year that he just went nuts with Lamar Jackson, man. Sure. Those two just went berserk, and it was Mark Ingram. And if you look at, just do a quick internet search and punch in to your search Derrick Henry, Mark Ingram, you're going to get a photo that pops up, and it's going to be, and you're going to be like, okay. Okay. Give me Derrick Henry. I'll take Derrick Henry. And you're going to want to trade for him, because if Mark Ingram and Lamar Jackson were to win you a fantasy league, which they both did for me one year, a dynasty league, my very first dynasty league, I won it as a result of having Mark Ingram in it was like a stack, running back QB stack.
Yeah,
man. And like I said, look up Derrick, just punch in Derrick Henry, Mark Ingram. And there's one picture there's only going to be one picture that pops up. And I feel like I feel like Derrick Henry's worth more than he's ever been worth in the last two or three years.
I don't know that that's true, because you could sell him for a late first before, even just last year. You could sell
Derrick Henry's not going for a late. I'm not paying him. I wasn't giving anybody a late. I'm not giving a late up. I don't think I'm giving a late first for him now.
That's what I'm saying. He's not worth more now than he was a year ago. It's not true. Like, people are even more skeptical as it gets older.
I wouldn't give you the 205 for Derrick Henry a year ago.
You wouldn't have a year ago? I'd give you
one. Like, I feel like he's the same as Joe. He's like the Joe Mixon. It's a Joe Mixon situation.
He's older than Joe Mixon's the problem.
I know, but he's the same type of guy. Like, it's like, it's just like almost Josh Jacobs. Guy's been in the league forever. A top five.
They're not five rookie pick.
What?
They're not anything the same, though. Like, Joe Mixon's like that 60 target a year guy. And
that doesn't matter, because Henry puts up just as many points.
But they do it a different way. That's what I'm saying. They're not the same guy at all. Like comparing the two is kind of silly.
Well, they're silly. They're not. They're well. I mean, Henry's a few years older than Jacobs,
and plays an entirely different way. Like,
well, the only reason I'm really bringing them into this conversation as two in the same boat is because they are both free agents that were signed by two different teams in the last couple of days.
But that's all these players.
Yeah. Well, Tony Pollard to the Titans. Who gives a shit?
You're talking about. Wait, are you talking about Jacobs or Mixon when you said that?
Oh, well, Mixon was traded. But, yeah, I'm talking about all these free agent running backs.
Yeah, Jacobs.
I don't want to get into a Mixon.
If you want to talk about two guys that are the same, Jacobs and Mixon are two guys that are the same. Derek Henry's not. Tony Pollard with the Titans.
I don't give a shit about Tony Pollard.
You know what? This is less important for Tony Pollard and more important for Tajay Spears.
Actually, I think it is more beneficial for Tajay Spears.
You think this is beneficial for Tajay Spears? I can't even fathom how this works. I'll listen. Go ahead. Okay. I'll hang up and listen, sir. Go ahead.
Well, what I'm telling you is Tony Pollard's going to come. Well, I mean, he signed a 3-year, he's $24 million. He's not going to be. He already proved himself to not be a bell cow. He can't do that. He's Tony Pollard. He's a Tony Pollard. He's going to be the Tony Pollard in this offense as well. So.
Okay.
Tajay Spears is going to be the Zeke. Tony Pollard is going to be Tony Pollard.
The only problem with that, Larry, is that this isn't the Cowboys offense. And so the Zeke role doesn't have as much value.
Tajay Spears has not succeeded as a professional football player. Like I get that he came out of the draft and they were like, oh, his knees are, he's missing cartilage and all this nonsense. He's going to take over. He's going to be a significant part of this offense. Tony Pollard is not. Tony Pollard's gonna be a center. He was in fucking Dallas.
They did not give him $24 million to not be a significant part of this offense.
They didn't give him $24 million.
That doesn't make any sense, Larry. Like nothing about that makes sense. This is you holding on to the Tajay Spears love instead of taking the reality of
I never had Tajay Spears love.
The Titans are telling you. They don't want Tajay Spears to carry the load. That's it.
Well, I think that signing tells you that they don't think that he can carry the load. But I also think that they wanted to make some splashes, and they did on the offensive side of the ball.
Between that and Calvin Ridley, yeah. Austin Ekeler to the Commanders on a 2-year, less than $12 million deal.
All these guys are redraft buys. I mean, redraft guys, you know, Austin Ekeler, the Commanders. Is Brian Robinson still on the team?
Yes, B. Rob is still on the team. Gibson is not, but B. Rob is. This just is Ekeler. This is a Gibson plus kind of player.
Well, I can't believe Ekeler could not get the 3-year $24 million. I'd rather have Ekeler than Pollard.
Yeah, I think that's fair. But I think the other thing that teams saw was that Pollard, as the season got later in, found a groove and played a little better. And as the season got longer, Ekeler really faded. So there's a question mark of his age and durability and how all this usage has compounded onto his body.
Listen, we can't get through these guys fast enough. I mean, DeAndre Swift to the Bears, $24 million. Same deal that Pollard got. I mean, you think he has the same role as Pollard?
Let's just talk about these two, DeAndre Swift and Devin Singletary. Two guys that look like they're starters, obviously.
When I initially saw the contract, I was like, oh, wow. Singletary's just a fucking starter for the Giants. But I was like, wait, the running back position and their salary used to get shit on a lot, but there was such a fight for them because of the lack of talent in the draft that some of these guys got some pretty good deals. I mean, it doesn't make any sense that Gabe Davis got a better deal than Saquon Barkley. That doesn't make any sense, and it never will. But – you know, seeing Devin Singletary getting 3 years, $16.5 million. DeAndre Swift, 3 for $24 million again. I don't know. Who do you want out of Swift, Singletary, and Edwards? Who would you prefer out of those three guys?
Swift.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I want Edwards.
I want nothing to do with Edwards. I don't care about him. I mean, 2 years, $6.5 million, and he's never really been a difference maker. We've seen flashes from Swift. Singletary, I like Singletary a lot. I've always liked Singletary, but the problem is that how effectively are the Texans going to use the running back position, and do they draft a guy? You know, like, that's a team that could be in position to draft somebody in the third round.
Yeah, they'll have an early pick. Yeah. So, I mean, they'll have their pick of the litter. They'll have their pick of the litter for running backs. Honestly, yeah. The Giants will.
Ruben says Chargers will draft Corum. I mean, Harbaugh's there, and they may just do that. I mean, that's gonna be the connection until it's not the connection. Everybody's gonna be saying that. Let's go down to wide receiver.
Hold on. I messed up. I didn't know these fuckers were already in the – I didn't know these guys were in the fucking chat.
Oh, you didn't know that Troy and Ruben
– No, I got a different setup than usual time. I went all
– Fiery Zard Anthony was in the chat over here.
Zard was there? Shit.
Yeah, Zard popped in too. Yeah.
Fuck.
All right. So, I mean, Pittman and Evans re-signed. You know, Pittman had the tag. Calvin Ridley, big deal today. I mean, $92 million, gets $50 million guaranteed, so a couple years are guaranteed. That's a big one. Are you buying Calvin Ridley?
No,
me either. I don't care what the money says,
because I figure it's gonna come out at some point that he had money on the odds for going to Tennessee compared to not going to, because it was like minus. It was like minus whatever to go to Jacksonville, minus whatever. And then it was like plus 1,600 or something to go to Tennessee.
Yeah, like they came out of nowhere.
He got in on that.
He bet on that and then was like, all right. Darnell Mooney to the Falcons, 3 years, 37 or something like that. I can't even see it. I'm so
– Oh, my God.
No, 3 years, 39 is what it was. Yeah. So, Mooney, that's interesting to me. Quit scrolling.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Where are you going? You're clicking. I just got this thing lined up where I could see it. Shit. Dadgummit, Larry. Dadgummit.
I didn't know there was this many wide receivers.
Stop pushing buttons.
Pollard killed.
The guys below, like Noah Brown, we don't need to talk about them. Because there's not that many wide receivers. Darnell Mooney is like the second big name on this list right now to change teams. 39 mil. And then Gabe Davis gets the same deal, basically. Jacksonville, 39 mil. And then it's Kendrick Bourne, and we don't even know where the rest of these guys are going. It is a dry fucking class for wide receivers. Hollywood is still out there. The rumors of him going to Kansas City.
What are you talking about, dry class for wide receivers?
There's nobody here. The best signings are Calvin Ridley, Darnell Mooney, and Gabe Davis right now.
Where did Hollywood Brown go?
We don't know. Nowhere yet. That's what I was just saying. The rumor is the Chiefs are interested. That'd be great. But Larry, there's no
reason. That deal already.
Stop scrolling down. There's no reason to look at these wide receivers down there. DPJ and Braxton Berrios? No, we're not going down there. Come on, man.
I hate that everyone's talking about Tyler Boyd. I said, come on, man. He's washed.
Wait, who's talking about Tyler Boyd?
Oh, he's there. Oh, my God. No, listen up.
Only you and Cassidy are talking about Tyler Boyd.
Nobody up here in the Jets land, they're talking about Tyler Boyd. They're talking about Mike Williams. Oh, yeah, let's go get Mike Williams.
I really think Mike Williams could be good for your team.
Here's the deal with the Jets. I want – and listen, every single year that this has been a podcast, all I've wanted the Jets to do is draft a wide receiver or an offensive lineman. This year is no different. Often, I want another wide receiver.
They need offensive line so bad. Don't even bother with wide receiver.
We need a stud wide receiver. We can't roll the dice on a running back.
Hey Larry, is it possible to like remove somebody from the YouTube chat? Can we do that? Because Troy's got to go out there. Who cares where Hollywood goes? He's never mattered anyway.
Oh my God!
Golly, I tell you what.
I don't even know. I don't even know which. Yeah. Come on, Troy.
And then he's like, Mike Williams could be good with the Chiefs.
If the Jets played Lazard, they could have had fucking like Calvin Ridley almost.
Right. They could have had Gabe Davis, which would be, I mean, I'm not a Gabe Davis fan, but he's good for football. Like he's good for a football team.
Is Gabe Davis good for what does that even mean? Gabe Davis work for good for football.
I mean, he's a good NFL football player. He's just not a fantasy relevant guy.
Hold on a second here. Here we go. Mike Williams on the Chiefs. Look at Troy's avatar, the Avi there. At least he got the pink tie. Or is that Troy?
That's fancy shit right there.
Yeah. Look at that guy.
Every
time I feel like I'm Troy is like on a like a ride at Disney World or something. Isn't Troy always on a ride at Disney World?
Hey, all I know is before Hollywood and Kyler Murray got hurt in 2021, he was the wide receiver 6. So, give me some more of that.
I see. So, okay. Jeez. Okay. So, what is there a tight ends? Is there any kind of anything of the tight ends? Because there was some weird tight end stuff going on here.
Okay.
Weird tight end.
First one that matters.
Hold on. Wait.
Of all of these, everyone re-signed. What's the first one that matters? Austin.
I'm a big fan of the Dalton Schultz re-signing.
It's good that he re-signed, but none of these things moved. Like Gerald Everett going to the Bears, that doesn't matter at all.
That Schultz deal is huge, $36 million.
But see, Larry, that's re-signing. We want to talk about free agents and where they went. He didn't go anywhere. He just stayed right where he was.
Okay.
That's the problem with the tight end classes. No one moved. No one moved.
Your boy Gesicki moved.
Uh-huh. He did.
He's the new Irv Smith.
Yeah, he did. I've given up. I've given up hope, man. You didn't have to do that to me. Really Austin good. Hooper, Mike Gesicki, Charlie Warner, Irv Smith Jr., like Jonnu Smith. Those are the guys. No, there's nothing going on in the tight end class.
Okay. Hold on. I'm gonna listen. I have this whiteboard. I'm gonna do it. My first prediction.
All right.
I got this.
You got a permanent marker?
My first prediction on here, and then we'll do this. You want to give me a prediction? You tell me. I'm gonna say Gesicki 6 touchdowns for the Bengals next year. Yes or no?
Oh, I say no. Because T's gonna be back on the team. There's no word.
6 TDs.
Troy, he was really good with Kyler. The problem was that Kyler and him kept getting hurt.
All right, Gesicki. I spelled him wrong, but 6 touchdowns.
Boom.
It's done. So it is written. First prediction of the season. Mike Gesicki, 6 touchdowns with the Bengals. Why not? Who's going to catch touchdowns for the Bengals? It's not going to be T. Higgins. He's going to be on the Jets.
Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. I don't think T. Higgins goes anywhere.
No, I liked Lobb's assessment. No, nothing happens. Higgins stays. Stinks. I wish he would go somewhere where he'd be a nice fucking wide receiver for the Texans, right?
Yeah, he would be, but I just don't. I don't know where he would go. That would be. I just think that the Bengals are going to say, hey. We can pay you. Let's make this happen. And he's going to get $24, $25 million a year.
What's the sneakiest signing of this tight end crew? Give me your sneak. Tell me which one. Don't tell me. Tell me you have one, and I'll do this. Let me find one for me. Your sneakiest.
Okay. It's got to – in my mind, I think they've got to have moved. Where did they go? Who's moving? Colby Parkinson, like that could be interesting if he ends up starting. And you know, I was
such a big deal, right? Because it was a big deal.
Well, it's a big deal, and Gerald Everett left, or not Gerald Everett? Is Tyler Higbee still there?
That's he had the devastating injury.
Yeah, he's hurt, so
clearly not in good shape. Yeah, if they made him to get a big contract. Yeah,
let's see. His shit happened in January, so he's toast, man.
He was major too. It was like a fucking catastrophic injury.
Yeah, it's ACL and MCL. It's just
listen, Hunter Henry for me, 3 years, $27 million. Hunter Henry's been kind of an under the radar producer. He hasn't been like a guy that's he's not going to give you like listen, 2 years ago the Patriots have been a fucking dumpster fire slash circus. He's kind of persevered through that. 2 years ago, he had a decent season. Last year, not so much. But the new regime, they obviously they like him if they gave him a giant contract. And they're going to have a nice rookie quarterback. He seems to be the guy that got rid of Jonnu Smith, which was his only competition. Hunter Henry, out of nowhere, back for the attack. He's almost 30 years old. He'll be 30 at the end of the season. God, he might be a buy, honestly. It's not flashy. It's kind of like a boring discussion to talk about Hunter Henry. But I think he might be a really sweet fucking buy right now.
Yeah, I just can't get
behind. It's hard to get behind it, right?
Yep. I can't get behind Hunter Henry because
it's the stars of a line that got rid of his competition. They re-signed him to a big deal. He's in a prime tight end age. He's got a rookie quarterback coming in. Who are the wide receivers in New England? He's kind of the only one right now. Who are the starting wide receivers in New England right now?
Kendrick Bourne. Dontavian, is it Wicks? No, Demario Douglas.
Douglas is like the wide receiver one. They tried like hell to sign Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, but all that. But my question is, who's the QB there? You know, is it Daniels or May?
Jacoby Brissett and who's ever falls to them.
Yeah, and see that's the problem is I don't want Brissett anywhere near my roster if I'm trying to. If I'm trying to support fantasy pieces, because that's just a disaster waiting to happen.
And here's the thing with these guys: you have Jacoby Brissett. We haven't talked about Sam Darnold, but you got to get these guys for. I'm blasting out. I know it's insulting, but you never know. I'm blasting out twos for these quarterbacks. Like I have Sam Darnold. I have Jacoby Brissett. I'm sending out. Brissett for two. Anybody's two.
It is offensive. It is. Yep.
Darnold for anybody's two. You never know. So these guys want to jump on a fucking starting quarterback for cheap.
I swear, I can't find my rookie rankings from the year that.
I'm not selling Darnold for. You're not selling Darnold for a three, for a third round pick. You never were going to do that.
No, I mean, I'd rather just hold and maybe get a spot start out of him or whatever because that's what
I'm going to do. Darnold at the Vikings. You want to not give up the 207 for him?
No. Gosh, no. Hell no.
Really?
No. Why would I give up the 207 for a scrub?
Okay. What about the 209?
No, I'm not giving up any second for Darnold.
It's for Darnold.
None.
So you're not giving up Darnold.
I do not want to start Darnold under any circumstance unless it's just a bye week. I do not want to be depending on him. Not at all. You would give up these picks for Darnold.
Who?
You
I would give up the 207 for Darnold.
Man.
You won't?
No. 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 No.
We're talking about the 19th pick. Would you give up the 25th pick?
The 301? Maybe.
Ooh.
That's the problem. Maybe is how I feel about that.
Maybe. Troy Olsen missed Gesicki to the Bengals. Oh, look at this up.
You didn't miss it. It just happened. You didn't actually miss it. Yeah. Ruben agrees. The sneakiest is Parkinson.
Really?
wonder.
No, it's not. I mean, really? Sneakiest is Parkinson?
Sure. He's going to be under the radar.
Because of the deal?
Well, that and because Higbee is hurt, and so there's going to be opportunity there.
How does Colby Parkinson make more than like a legit running back? Doesn't make any sense.
That's a good question. I don't have an answer for that.
3 years, $22 million.
It's almost as much as Tony Pollard.
That's a Pollard contract. That's a Swift contract. How does fuck? What is his name? Colby Parkinson? Colby
Parkinson, yeah. Let's see if
I can find. Get a Swift deal for being Colby Parkinson. What the fuck is that? How good is he that he can get a DeAndre Swift deal? Does it matter that much? Is there that much of a swing?
I just think that the teams feel more confident in what they can get out of Colby Parkinson than what they can get from
DVD. DVD. Send me a deal, DVD. Let's do it, baby.
See, my shit used to be pinned. I had my rankings pinned for a while, and now I can't find them in my tweets. This is real frustrating.
Zach Moss, what are you thinking?
I like Zach Moss this year, but he's going to be definitely in a timeshare now. Stuck in that timeshare.
It's amazing the lack of wide receivers that were signed. Where do you think Marquise Brown goes? Does it make any sense? I thought with him to the Chiefs was a done deal.
No. There's just rumors that it might happen. I'd love for it to happen, but it hadn't. You know, that's just wishing and praying right now. And then he can go and prove, he can go prove Troy wrong. And go be a wide receiver too again.
Who knows?
Let's see. Scrolling down. Scrolling. I should be close to my rookie rankings right now. Where are they? No, because I would have written them after. I would have done them after the draft.
Well, okay. What are you comfortable buying? I'm going to give credit to – I'm just scrolling through Twitter. Random question from FF Mike Cash. What are you comfortable buying Levis in a Superflex?
A second. That's it.
A second.
I'm not interested earlier than a second. I'm not interested with a first. Not even, nope. I might give a second and a third, but I'm not interested in paying a first.
Oh, my God. Fucking, you see Cousins in this? Did you watch the press, his press conference?
I didn't watch the press conference, but I have seen screenshots. You talking about with his kids and the bling or whatever?
Oh, no, I just see the gray suit with the blood red tie.
Look, Cousins is a flashy fella. He's no simple man. He likes the shiny things in life.
What's funny, I was one of the first people ever in on Cousins in the world.
Troy says you're not getting Levis for a second. I understand that. I'm not trying to buy Levis. I'm not trying to overpay for him, though. And anything more than a second is an overpay. Maybe a third.
Stevie D tried to say, he said, Stevie D, I want an OG trade. Don't give me the fucking, I don't want a hot sauce trade. Give me fucking hot sauce trades. I know
Stevie D, Larry is not interested in trying to make his hot sauce team better.
He's trying to send me Sam Darnold for a fucking the 221, which is clearly a first round pick. You fool. You fool! You're not getting Levis for a second.
But it's just a second.
I'm going to counter you. Go ahead.
Come on, Larry. That second is more like a third anyway. That's way to sell it, Stevie D. Way to sell it. Troy, would you pay a first for Will Levis? We will get to that trade in a second. I do, actually, because I have a trade as well. But I am scrolling back.
You know, I'm kind of set up in this league. I don't have a bad. I mean, I have a
league.
I've like Justin after the inaugural startup. type of team. Like, I just got all the picks, everybody's picks.
Do you?
When you didn't tell anyone what the settings were.
I did not take any settings.
I'm going to send you Renfro for Sam Darnold. Stevie D. I mean, Josh Downs or Sam Darnold? Sam Darnold for half a season? I mean, Minnesota's going to have one of the top three quarterbacks. They're trading up. That's a done deal. Sam Darnold is going to start for like 6 games.
My question is, okay, you say they're trading up. Who's trading out? Which of those three teams feels comfortable enough to trade out? None of them. They all need a QB.
Listen, the Vikings are going to trade up for a quarterback.
But they're not getting in the top three. No one's getting into the top three. That's locked, loaded.
J.J. McCarthy is the wild card. Everyone loves this guy.
Yeah, and if you want an average quarterback, go get J.J. McCarthy.
They want a quarterback. I don't know. I mean, who knows? Who knows if he's average or not?
Let's talk about our two patrons and their trade.
Yes, do it.
All right.
Just so we heard.
Yeah, this just occurred this evening.
This evening?
Almost 8 o'clock my time. So almost 9 o'clock your time. It was right before the show started, like 10 minutes before the show, before we went
live. Mims, Deontay Johnson trade?
Yeah. So Marvin Mims and the 303, which is basically a 201 pick.
Kick the can down the road. It could be a first.
No, right? No, Larry. There will be no first in the third round.
No, but if it's a 303, he can take a second. No,
he cannot. No, second. They're already on your team.
I always make this mistake.
Yep. Yes, you do.
I always do.
In fact, I got to get everybody's 2025 firsts or 2026 firsts. I got to get them all onto my team so that y'all don't start trading them, because I know that shit will happen. That may be my project tonight. Probably not. Maybe it'll be my project tomorrow. I'm at home with the boy tomorrow. So he's got to go.
Good luck with that.
And then both kids are home on Friday. So I'm home with them too.
Dude, all I know is half. I mean, I'm looking at the trades from the last 2 weeks in this league. There's some serious deals that went down.
All right, well, let's talk about this one real quick. So the 201 and Marvin Mims or Deontay Johnson?
Deontay Johnson.
Wow. That was very quick.
Yeah.
I'd be going.
Why wouldn't that be a quick response?
I want Mims in the 201.
That's right. Bet you do.
I do. I think I can get I don't know. You know, Deontay Johnson used to be young. And now what's he going to be, 28? Is that where he's at? I don't know.
Okay.
Sure. He's 27. He'll be 28 this summer. Yeah. He's going to a Bryce Young team. So now I have no confidence in him.
You know, he's going to be the new. He's going to be the new Adam Thielen. He's going to get the 13 targets a game.
Yeah, Ruben, it's the 201. It can't be anything but the 201. You're going to have 14 players and 14 picks off the board, but at that point, so it'll be the 201 in a 14 team league. So essentially, the 203 in a 12 team league. If you're talking in terms of 12-team players. So you could call it the 203 if you'd like. But it ain't a mid. All right, so if I'm looking at that, I think I can go and get a Troy Franklin or something like that. But Deontay Johnson with Bryce Young, locked into Bryce Young, doesn't give me any confidence, especially with him already being old. It's not like, I mean, not old. 28 is definitely not old. But it's on the back end of his prime, you know. I mean, he really peaked 2-3 years ago.
So, I mean, so you have a lot in common with this guy is what you're saying.
With who?
You peaked.
Oh, I definitely peaked a while back. Shit, I'm way past my peak, homie.
I see that. So, would you accept Rashee Rice or JSN and the 327?
So really the 209.
309.
Is this Hot Sauce League?
Rush, yes. Rushy Rice or JS Kenna 309.
Are you saying the 209? Is it really the 327?
Or the realistic one.
It's the 209.
309.
Why are you doing this?
427.
Oh, it's the 420. See, that's what I need to say.
When you said, you're making me edit all this out.
You said the 327. And then you're like, and it's, yeah, whatever.
Well, we have to do silence. We have to do silence now.
All right. So. all right. So 309 and what? What was it?
Rashee Rice.
No, Rashee Rice.
309, JSN, or Rashee Rice?
Oh, man. I want Rashee Rice. I mean, I want JSN still. I think there's too much talent there to not be successful. I don't know that Lockett is going to stay in his way for forever, you know, even though he just got re-signed. I think he gets pushed out at some point. I have faith. It's Larry or Troy. It's less now. It's less editing now.
I know, right? I was really insulted by this comment here.
But every once in a while, we do this little pause thing. So when you're in Audacity or whatever, you can see the big blank space. You're like, oh, I need to go right there and edit that.
I am insulted, Troy. I still put a lot of effort into editing. Not as much. I'll give you credit for calling me out on my lack of editing ability, but I used to be meticulous about it, and then it would just take me too long to edit the show.
It just interrupted
with my regular life, and I had to make a decision: do I edit less? Because it looks like the same amount of people are listening, whether I edit it like perfectly or not. So, dang it. I wish it was like worth it to edit, but it's not. So,
it's not. Plus, people.
But it is. You know how many ums I cut out of Justin Rogers' mouth? Jesus, this guy would be like the fucking And of course, myself. I mean, I have to edit. Most of my editing is just me, just cutting my fucking dumb voice out.
7 hours to make sure that his 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I spend most of my time on the intro and the outro, really. And everything else is just like, you know, just cutting out the blank spaces or empty spaces. Yeah. I do mess around with a lot of the, I cut out a lot of junk, but for the most part, that's how I do it. I put most effort into the beginning and the end in terms of like how it starts and how it finishes.
Yeah. All right. So I made a trade, Larry.
Oh, when did this occur?
This was on the 3rd. We didn't talk about it last week.
Hey, a week and a half ago.
I don't think we talked about it. Did we talk about Davante Adams in a couple seconds?
And 2 seconds and a Davante for Davante. So
it was the 203 and the 209 for Davante Adams and a 2025 third. 203, 209.
Wow.
I felt pretty good about that.
203 and the 209 for Davante Adams. Yeah, but no. We encourage you to make this deal.
Yes, we talked about
it. It was Bo McBig time. This was the Bo McBig time show.
So we did talk about it.
We said take the deal. I think we were here when you smashed it.
Might have been. Okay, cool.
Yep.
See, there we go. Well, I did make that deal. There was another deal that I was trying to make, but I did not. And it came down to I got a little greedy, and I still don't think that I still think he was a little bit aggressive with what he was asking. Let's see. It was. Let me find that trade.
Oh, look at this one. Hot off the press. Sam Darnold, Elijah Moore, or Josh Downs?
Downs.
Oof.
Downs.
Dang it.
Yep. I know you still like Sam Darnold. I don't know why, but yeah. It was he wanted Rashee Rice and the 210 for Jonathan Taylor. And I didn't want to do that. I tried to squeeze a little bit differently.
I'm really disappointed that Elijah Moore sucks. It sucks that he sucks.
It sucks that he and Sam Darnold suck.
All right, Stevie D. If you want to fucking trade, let's do this in the OG league. Let's make an OG trade.
Are you getting offers over there from Stevie D?
No, I just shot him down. Shot him one down. Ah, I love it. I've Gardner Minshew. Starting quarterback, Gardner Minshew, right? Is he not going to not be a starter? And Brissett.
Troy says, isn't Darnold 92? Troy, Sam Darnold is 26 fucking years old.
Yeah, come on, man.
He's going to be 27 in June. He's 26 fucking years old. He feels like he's 92. Holy crap. Didn't he play for the
Eagles? No, he played with fucking David Njoku and who were we all talking about?
I'm just saying it feels like
Josh Jacobs
forever. How old is Baker Mayfield?
30? He kind of came out. I think he came out when he was 23.
Baker's going to be 29. Yeah, Baker's old and Darnold's hella young.
No, Darnold was always young. He was actually Darnold was the youngest starting quarterback in the history of football.
Yeah.
Stevie D, I'm working a trade with you, baby. Hey, Stevie, he's got some pieces.
Troy somehow thinks that Flacco getting $4.5 million is a lot, and it's amusing to me because that's down there in the Mike White, Drew Lock range. Like, that's not that much money.
James, what do you think of the Winston to Cleveland, huh? What does that say about the Doriero Green Beckham or whatever his name was, the third string guy?
It says that guy never mattered in the first place.
I know some people love them though. They love that guy.
Whatever.
A-Rich and Tua are Stevie's only quarterbacks. I have Brissett, Jackson, Love, Minshew. I have four starting quarterbacks currently right now. Flacco just signed a deal.
Yeah, I just mentioned that.
Yep.
So he goes to the Colts, right? No.
Who do you want? Who do you want? I mean, no one wants James Cook right now, right?
I don't know that nobody wants him. Just everybody's scared to death of what they're going to do in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to figure out what I can give up and make a move for in the OG league with our boy Stevie D.
I feel like I want to give Stevie D 104, baby. Give me that 104. Brissett, James Cook. What do you want? What else?
A lot?
Minshew? A lot. Minshew?
man.
DeAndre Hopkins, Stevie D. Keenan Allen.
Stevie D, you got an offer in your inbox.
Oh boy, what are you looking for? Come on, Justin, give us the offer.
I offered him the 207 for Jerry Jeudy.
What? The 207 or Jerry Jeudy? Jerry Jeudy for me. The 207 is a rubbish fucking pick. It's like the 30th pick in the draft.
That's fair.
Fuck out of here.
It's not the 30th pick in the draft. That's the 19th pick in the draft.
This is isn't there like the 13th pick in this draft?
What?
Isn't there like a 13th pick in this draft?
In the OG league? I'm not sure.
Yeah. It's got like a special name to it.
It'd be a Mike White has $4.5 million guaranteed. Mike fucking White. Case Keenum has $4 million guaranteed.
So
James Cooper Rush has he has 2.75.
Stevie D.
I expect this trade to be accepted, actually.
Oh, to Stevie D?
Yeah, I expect him to take the 207. I'm not sure I'm gonna feel good about it once it's done though.
What if I offer him the 208 for Jerry Jeudy and he takes that instead? Would you feel me be insulted?
He's like, screw that run BFF guy. I like Larry Moore. Give me that 208.
I'll offer him the 208 and Trey Sermon. The 208 and Zach Wilson. I'll give him 208 and Zach Wilson. Dude, I'm doing it right now. I'm going to fucking cock block you. 208 and Zach Wilson for Jerry Jeudy.
I don't think Zach right now. I mean, that's fine.
He has to take that. The 208 and Zach's TBD.
208 and Zach Wilson. That's what TBD. I want.
Taking the deal.
Is the 208 and Zach Wilson better than the 207?
It has to be.
Just not sure. I think Zach Wilson might hurt you in that offer.
Zach Wilson and the 208 is way better than the 207 straight.
Yeah, I don't know. I think just having him on the roster, like on your fantasy roster, kind of makes it stink a little bit.
Dude, it's like, a top
who farted on my roster?
You're getting a top 20 pick and a quarterback that could be end up on the Chiefs.
You're not getting a quarterback. You're getting a guy. I don't know that calling him a quarterback is the
deal. Oh, shit. Hold on a second.
Who's calling you?
My wife.
Oh, my wife. Stevie D, we going to make a deal, man? 207. Jerry Jeudy. Let's make a deal. Come on. I know you're listening. Any QB on a 53. Man, if I have to start Zach Wilson, I've already thrown in the towel for the season. I don't want any QB on a 53. I don't believe in that.
What does that mean?
That's a Scott Connor thing. Any QB, any running back on a 53. I agree with any running back. Because when opportunity arises. When opportunity arises, it's you can get points out of him. But Zach Wilson, on the other hand, I mean, you can't get points out of him even when he starts.
Listen, guess what? I need to wrap this up because I just got a call. The baby is up. He's losing his mind.
Stevie D, go accept the deal before we get off. Come on,
baby. 208 or 207? What's it gonna be?
Look,
he loves it. He can't resist Zach Wilson. You cannot resist Zach Wilson, CBD.
Look, he said, I almost sent that offer to you yesterday and I balked. I'm just saying. So you thought about it.
Hey.
So it's there.
But he can't not resist staring into the eyes of Zach Wilson. That chiseled jaw.
Larry, are you gonna throw in a fathead with the trade? Or you use fathead. And he might even put the electrical tape on there.
I'll send Stevie D a t-shirt if he takes that. Is that collusion? I'll throw in a fucking PodFest t-shirt.
Yeah, see, a t-shirt's collusion. A Zach Wilson fathead? No, that don't matter.
That doesn't mean anything. We got a fucking that's not that Arnold paying. Sticky over there, too.
Yeah, that's not actually paying for anything.
No. Stevie D, are you taking this fucking deal, man? I'm the FF with the counter. Get the fuck out of here with your bullshit, Tyrod Taylor bullshit. Get the fuck out of here. Everyone that tries to sell me a Tyrod Taylor share, I get they're banned for life.
Oh man, I would have offered you. There you go. Did he take the 207 or I don't know what happened here?
Let's see. Took your deal, you fuck. All right. Fuck you, bitch, DVD! Thanks for listening!
One, two, three, four.
Larry Monkey and Justin Rogers. Talking Dynasty Football, baby. Come get some!